Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 3, Text 12. Pasha Parantir Abhavanya Yoshito Api Alankrita Kanta Saka Varutashaha Yasam Vajadpi Shiti Kanta Manditam Nabho Imanai Kala Hamsa Pandubi Pasya Prayantir Abhavanya Yoshito
Pasya Prayantir Abhavanya Yoshito
Yalankrita Kanta Sakavarutasha Yasam Vajad Bhishati Kanta Manditam
Yasam Vajad Bhishati Kanta Manditam
Napo Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi
Napo Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi
Pasya Prayantir Abhavanya Yoshito
Pasya Prayantir Abhavanya Yoshito
Yalankrita Kanta Sakavarutasha
Yalankrita Kanta Sakavarutasha
Yasam Rajad Bhishati Kanta Manditam
Yasam Rajad Bhishati Kanta Manditam
Napo Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi
Napo Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi Pasya Prayandir Ambhavanya Yashto
Pasya Prayandir Ambhavanya Yashto
Piyalan Rita Kanta Sakkavarundasa
Yalan Rita Kanta Sakkavarundasa
Yasam Rajadvi Siti Kanta Manditam
Yasam Rajadvi Siti Kanta Manditam
Nambo Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubi
Nambo Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubi
Vasyam Vrayanti Amanyu Yosifa
Vasyam Vrayanti Abhavanyu Yosito
Siti Kanta Manditam Nabha Vimanai Kalaham Pandu Nabha Vimanai Kalaham Sapandubi
Nabha Vimanai Kalaham Sapandubi You're on.
Pasya Prayanti Abhavanya Yashito
Pasya Prayanti Abhavanya Yashito Yalankrita Kanta Sakavarutasha Yasam Vajadhi Siti Kanta Manditam Nabho Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi
Pasya
Prayantir Bhavanya Yoshito
Yalankrita
Kanta Sakavaru Yatha Yasam Rajandhi Shiti Kanta Manditam
Nabho Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi
Nabho Vimanai Kalahamsa Pandubhi Pasya Prayanti Abhavanya Yoshito Yalankrita Kanta Sakavarutasha Yasam Vajadhi Siti Kanta Manditam
Nabho
vimanai kalahamsa panduhi. Pasha, just see. Prayanti, going. Abhava, oh never born. Anya yoshita,
other women.
Api, certainly. Alankrita, ornamented. Kanta sakaha, with their husbands and friends. Puru tashaha, in large numbers.
Yasam,
of them. Prajadhi, flying. Shitikanta,
O
blue-throated one. Manditam, decorated. Napa, the sky. Vimanaihi, with airplanes. Kalahamsa, swans. Panduhi, white. O never-born, O blue-throated one. Not only my relatives, but also other women, dressed in nice clothes and decorated with ornaments, are going there with their husbands and friends. Just see how their flocks of white airplanes have made the entire sky very beautiful. Purport. Here Lord Shiva is addressed as Abhava, which means one who is never born, although generally he is known as Bhava, one who is born. Rudra, Lord Shiva, is actually born from between the eyes of Brahma, who's called Swayambhu, because he's not born of any human being or material creature, but is born directly from the lotus flower which grows from the abdomen of Vishnu. When Lord Shiva is addressed here as Abhava, this may be taken to mean one who has never felt material miseries. Sati wanted to impress upon her husband that even those who were not related to her father were also going, to say nothing of herself, who is intimately related with him. Lord Shiva is addressed here as blue-throated. Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison and kept it in his throat, not swallowing it or allowing it to go down to his stomach, and thus his throat became blue. Since then, he has been known as Nilakanta, or blue-throated. The reason that Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison was for others' benefit. When the ocean was churned by the demigods and the demons, the churning at first produced poison. So because the poisonous ocean might have affected others who were not so advanced, Lord Shiva drank all the ocean water. In other words, he could drink such a great amount of poison for others' benefit. And now, since his wife was personally requesting him to go to her father's house, even if he did not wish to give that permission, he should do so out of his great kindness. Om Gaanati Mirandhasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Jitam Stam Sadhiram Shadvaitam Samadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahadana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sram He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Vandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakal Pitadubhyascha Krapasindho Vyayevacha Patisanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pashya prayantir bhavanya yoshito pilankrita kantasaka varutashaha yasam vrajadbi shidikanta manditam napo vimanai kalahansapanditi. But this is the nature of women. They like to dress themselves nicely and put on nice ornaments and attend some social function and mix with the other women. In this way, socialize. This is their natural tendency. Men, of course, also like to hang out with other men. And women especially, they like to socialize and dress nicely, ornament themselves nicely, and in this way, enjoy life. Especially they want to mix with their relatives, family members. Family, very important for women, their sisters, their cousins, their children, their grandchildren, their nephews. Very interested in this. And the other women. So she says to her husband, Pasha prayantir abhava anya yojita. Just see, all the other women are going. This is also the nature of women, that they want to persuade their husbands of what they want by one means or another. By getting angry, by tears, by affectionate pleas, by one means or another to induce their husbands. Please, wouldn't it be nice? Everyone else is going. Shouldn't we also go? That, and giving different arguments. Flattery also. Abhava Nilakanta, you're so kind, you're so merciful, you're such a great devotee. Why won't you be kind to me also? You're abhava, you're beyond the material conditioned life. I'm not beyond material conditioned life. I'm just a woman. So please be kind, understand my situation, and be kind to me. Don't try to make me into a sannyasi or something like that. Pasha prayanti abhava yoshita alankrita. There's so many billboards for diamond necklaces and jewelry and so many things. Because the women will be, they want these things to be nicely decorated. Yes. I went to some function in Bombay. Some devotees were involved, so I also went. And so many very high-class people were there. So it was like a jewelry show. All the women had dazzling jewelry. And it was elegant, so they didn't have to have lots and lots. All they needed was, you know, a few super valuable items. And some of them also had lots and lots. But you could see that here's my presentation. Here's Here's my ornaments, here's my ornaments, here's my ornaments. How do my ornaments compare to your ornaments? Naturally, these occasions provide an opportunity for that. We can use these things also. For Krishna consciousness, we can have lots of social functions where women and their husbands can come. And there's some, on any excuse, there can be kirtan, there can be Krishna katha. And they can dress nicely, ornament themselves nicely, socialize, and chant Hare Krishna. There's so many festivals in the Krishna consciousness movement. We can always be having some festive occasion and inviting people, come celebrate, chant Hare Krishna, hear something about Krishna, take Krishna prasad, and be happy. There's so many Govardhan pujas there, Gaura Purnima is there, Janmashtami is there, and the whole year is filled up with different occasions. So we can make use of all these occasions. Our program is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy and take prasadam and hear something about Krishna. And enjoy your life. Among the householders also, they have birthdays and this and that. And everyone always wants to have a birthday party or running anniversary or something. So all right, let the thing go on, but make it an occasion for inviting different friends and relatives and chant Hare Krishna. Any excuse. We look for any excuse to engage people in chanting Hare Krishna and taking Krishna prasad and hearing something about Krishna. Then they'll enjoy more. Otherwise, their social functions are actually pathetic. They get together and they sometimes they like one another, sometimes they don't like one another. But anyway, they get together. How are you? I haven't seen you in so long. It's so good to see you. How's your nephew? How's your son? What's your daughter doing? Oh, so nice. Da, 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 da. And it's actually boring. It's actually boring. There's nothing to it. And the men also, they mix together, they have a few drinks, they talk about how their business is going, they talk about how rough it is out there, they talk about what they're planning to do, they talk about this and that. And they mix together, they see who's died, who's getting older, who's this and that. And they go on. But it's all bubbles. And they get together and bubble, 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 bubble. Some noise they make. And sometimes they blow off some firecrackers or do some other things. And at the end, then they go back and either they say, that was nice, or else they say, did you see that guy? You know, he's such a fool. He's really gotten old. And what's he doing anyway? You know, they're nice to one another face to face. And they go back home and talk about what's wrong with them. But it doesn't amount to anything. That's the point. They pass their lives either working very hard, and when not working, then going to some sports event or some social occasion. The sports events are particularly useless. Some guys kick a ball around and everybody cheers and yells. But what does it amount to? Of what significance, of what value to their life? But people waste their time in this way. Sporting events, social events, national events also, they get together and they wave the national flag and they sing something or they some slogans, some colors, the national colors. And what does it mean? Completely meaningless. But they put a lot of energy into it and it becomes a big event. But with no substance. All on the bodily concept of life, this is my brother, this is my cousin, this is my aunt. I had to go to this one because he's my cousin brother's this, that. More it's obligation a lot of times than desire. I have to go to this one, I have to go to that one, I couldn't get out of this one. So they don't even want to go sometimes, and still they have to go. Or else they want to go, but so what? Anyway, in the bodily concept of life, my family, my country, or simply my team, but with no lasting value, no meaning. So they do these things, and then their life is over, and then they have to go to the next body. So we should transform. The tendency is there. Man is a social animal, and woman is doubly social. So we can't stop the propensity to socialize. But the Sankirtan movement is very social. It's not, we don't recommend go to the forest and sit alone and meditate. You get together with other people and sing. People want to get together and sing and dress nicely and to have a good time. So we're meant for that. But just the center should be Krishna, not me. Now the center is me. So you make Krishna the center, then it becomes very nice. Pasha prayantir bhavanya yoshito api alankrita kantasukha rutasha. Women are going with their husbands and friends. The Chanakya Pandit says that the ornament of a woman is her husband. The ornament of a woman is her husband. Someplace it's there. The ornament of a sage is his knowledge. You know that, Chanakya Shlok? The ornament of a sage is his knowledge. The ornament of the sky is, the night sky is the moon. Like that. And the ornament of a woman is her husband. If a woman has a very qualified husband, she feels very happy. Well, I have my husband. And she wants to go to different places with her husband. So, Kanta Sukha Rutasha. And when it's a big event, then more than you really want to go. It's a small event, you think, when it's big, it's the same nonsense. But when it's big, people think everybody's going. Right? They crowd mentality. That if it's a big event, then we think, well, everybody else is going, I should also go. That also should be used for the Sankirtan movement, to create some big event and make propaganda so that people feel everybody's going, I should also go. Everybody else is taking interest, I should also find out what it's about. Yasam Vajadhi, of course, they were going by flying because they're demigods. We may not be able to match that. Shitikanti, Shitikanta Mandita, Nabhavimana, Kalahamsa Pandubi. Their flying was also not like our flying. Prabhupada comments, the 747 is actually, that was of course the premier airplane. Now they have other 767 and so on. But the Prabhupada said they're uncomfortable and noisy. And, well, they have some amenities, but not so much. Now there's a Dreamliner, and it's supposed to have still better amenities. But it's nothing compared to the demigod planes. Kalahamsa Pandubi. The planes are like white swans. Actually, they're swan airplanes. And without motors and petrol and noise at the airport and all of that. And boarding procedures and security checks. Now flying has become very unpleasant. First they treat you like a thief and they x-ray you and this and that to look in your pockets and make sure that you're not planning to take down the plane. So then after they treat you like a thief, then they put you on this queue and that queue, harass you for how much, because you've got half a kilo too much weight. And then you sit on the plane with all of these other people, breathing in their recycled air and freezing half the time, because why are the planes so freezing? I found out finally after many years of flying, when the temperature is lower, the tendency for people to vomit is less. They have less air sickness when it's a little colder. So that's why they keep it low temperature. Yeah. I always think, what, you know? That's finally when flight attendant told me that's the reason. So that tendency is there. Therefore, all those air sickness bags are there in the airplanes. Sometimes people have heart attacks also on the plane. I've been on a few flights where they had to divert the flight actually to some midway point because the passenger had a heart attack. At least one flight, the passenger expired. So these planes have their inconvenient, actually. But the demigod planes are very nice. By comparison, they're swan airplanes. So when the sky is filled with these swan airplanes, then it means the demigods are going to have a big get-together. So Sati was keen to go. Keen to go. Not so much thinking. Lord Shiva is very sober. He's thinking, what will be the result of this? What will happen? Her father has treated me in such a cold fashion. Now if she goes, if I go with her, then certainly there'll be a problem. But even if she goes alone, it may not be very good. Well, he could consider all of these things. But as a simple woman, Sati thought, everybody else is going, let me go, let me go. My sisters will be there. My friends will be there. Let me go. And please be kind. Let me go. So in that way, this tendency is there. So all such tendencies should be engaged towards, directed towards Krishna's service. Everyone, Kali Yuga, people are like women and children. Everyone is manda, not very sharp spiritually. But their materialistic propensities should be redirected toward the Sankirtan movement. And that will be good. Okay, what kind of questions today? If any.
Thanks so much. You said Parvati represents the normal human.
Not normal, she's a demigoddess, but even in the demigod society, same propensities are there.
Now, so my question was that in Golok Vrindavan, the male-female thing is there or not?
The
male-female, is there?
Yeah, just the same propensity is there to dress nicely. But they also want to dress nicely, to ornament themselves nicely.
That's for Krishna.
For Krishna. That's the difference. They're thinking that if I'm nicely dressed, nicely ornamented, then Krishna will be pleased to see me. So the same propensity is there, but it's completely for the satisfaction of Krishna.
Because the consciousness level should go beyond women and men if you are transcendental.
If you are. Yes, one has to see on the platform of the soul.
Not.
But one has to see both things. The body is there, the soul is there. So the body should be engaged according to the person's physical nature. He can be engaged just like if you wanted a wrestler, you wouldn't engage me because the body is not very suitable. If you need someone to carry some heavy things, then you look for a person who looks strong, who's got a good strong body. If you want a person who can, you know, fit in a small place, then you look for a skinny guy or a kid who can climb under the fence or whatever it is. So the body is also there, and we can recognize that people have different natures according to the material body. Someone has this nature, someone has that nature. So that's all right. That's variety. Just like the flowers, they're also bodies. But we recognize, here's a blue flower, here's a yellow flower, here's a white flower, here's a pink flower. And we accept them all, and we put them together in some nice combination, and we worship Krishna. We make Krishna a nice garland, decorate Krishna nicely. We don't say all flowers are the same. We see, here's white, here's yellow, here's blue, here's pink. Now they can all be mixed in some nice combination, and it will be nice for Krishna.
Just variety. Varieties.
Variety. We're not like the impersonalists who say that variety is Maya, or like the materialistic egalitarians who falsely want to establish that all human beings are the same. Like the communists, you know, they just want everybody's a comrade. But it didn't work. There were professor comrades and street sweeper comrades still, because there are different bodies, different propensities. There were men comrades and women comrades. It wasn't all the same, even in the communist state. Now they want to make men and women equal, but it doesn't actually work like that. It's an artificial thing. And the women wind up victimized. First they were victimized one way, then they get victimized a different way. They get victimized by inequality, then they're told, no, now you're equal, and then they get victimized a different way. So the Vedic culture doesn't try to do that, try to say, well, everything's the same. We recognize different varnashram, that there are Brahmana propensity, Kshatriya propensity, Vaishya propensity, Shudra propensity. There are different ages. So, some age, brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. Different, for different stages, different varieties. Different cultures also. When we spread Krishna consciousness in one environment, it may be a little different from how we spread it in another environment. The Indian culture is a little different from African culture, a little different from...
Does that apply? You say soul is an eternal servant. Soul is an eternal servant of Krishna. And that soul consciousness, the real consciousness, not this material consciousness. Does that apply there also in terms of...
There's variety also there.
Krishna and me, consciousness.
People?
Soul consciousness in absolute form. Is also male and female?
Yep. Someone's Krishna's father, someone's Krishna's mother. Not the same. Someone's Krishna's boyfriend, someone's Krishna's girlfriend. Not the same. The mentality is different. But it's not this mundane male-female. The mundane male-female is the perverted reflection of the spiritual reality. But unless it's there in the original, how is it there in the copy? It's there, but it's pure. In the material world, male is thinking how to exploit the female, and enjoy. Female is how thinking how to attract the male and enjoy. But in the spiritual world, they're not thinking that way. Everyone is thinking how to please Krishna. Therefore, it's mentioned in Vaikuntha, the men and women are flying in their swan airplanes, and the women are beautifully decorated with earrings and ornaments and nice clothes, and they're flying in the sky, and heavenly breezes are blowing, and women have beautiful bodies also, and there's no thought of sex. Because they're all thinking of Krishna. In the material world, as soon as a man and woman are alone, and she looks good, and he looks good, and they're in a nice environment, immediately the thought is how to enjoy sex in one way or another. But in the spiritual world, even though the opportunity is there, hey, now we're alone in our airplane, no one else is here, and it's so nice, but they're not thinking, yes, now we could enjoy. They're thinking, let's how to serve Krishna in some different way. It's all varieties are there. Krishna has Brahmin friends, Krishna has Vaishya friends, in Goloka Vrindavan also.
Those soul-to-soul relationships. There is one relationship of the soul with Krishna.
Oh.
What is the relationship with another soul?
They're as co-servant. The gopis, they're competing with one another to serve Krishna, but ultimately their desire is let Krishna be pleased. So if one gopi will please Krishna more, they'll push her forward. The cowherd boys, they're in different ways playing together spontaneously, thinking about how to please Krishna. It's social. Krishna's not alone. And it's not that each devotee is only with Krishna. That's like in the material world, that's the neophyte devotee. He only sees himself in Krishna. The advanced devotee sees others and thinks they should also be engaged in Krishna's service. Or he cooperates with others for Krishna's service. Or he sees everyone engaged in Krishna. So he doesn't just see himself and Krishna. He sees others. So he's merciful to the less advanced, respectful to the more advanced, makes friends with those who are on an equal level, avoids the demons. He recognizes varieties. Though in the spiritual world, it's not based on material considerations. But there are different friends. Nanda Maharaj is older, so he's respectable. And the coward boys are the younger members. So they take orders. Among the friends also, there's different grades of friends. They have different services.
So these relationships, the relationships between two co-servants, can it be loving relationship?
It's all loving relationships. All the relationships are loving.
With the co-servants?
Yeah, because everyone's part of Krishna. So if you love the whole, you love the part. That's in the material world, that should be there also. That's called fellowship. And then among the association of devotees, it shouldn't just be, well, he's serving and I'm serving, but how can I make sure that my service, you know, he doesn't interfere with my service, or how can I take a piece of his service? Or how can I make sure that my service is secure so that no one else can get a piece of it? That's the materialistic mentality. But on the spiritual platform, we should appreciate the other devotees, feel concern for the welfare of the other devotees, encourage the other devotees, serve the other devotees.
When you serve the part, it's like serving the whole.
Yeah, because Krishna, of course, not that we serve, we're not like the philanthropists who think, yes, by serving humanity, I'm doing the best. But we think that Krishna's devotees are especially dear to Krishna. So Well, by serving the devotees, Krishna will be pleased. And it's not even just like that, but natural, spontaneous appreciation. This person is a Vaishnava. How nice. We should feel something. As we appreciate Krishna, we should appreciate, just like we appreciate Krishna, we appreciate Krishna's peacock feather. We appreciate Krishna's flute. We appreciate the tulsi plant, which is at the lotus feet of Krishna. We appreciate Krishna's dress. So Krishna with his paraphernalia. So the devotees are also included with Krishna. So as we feel some, Krishna's flute, we can feel, Krishna's devotee. How nice to see a devotee with tilak and kanti mala chanting Hare Krishna. Someone serving Krishna, we become happy. Or even some new member, or not even a member, if he does some service for Krishna, we become happy. Always, he's doing some service. He's taking a book, or he's volunteered to do something, and we encourage. Oh, very good. We're happy. Okay. Anything else? All right. Okay, good.
It is mentioned that Lord Shiva and Mother Sati, they are the constant principle and the manifested principle of material nature.
They're the what?
Lord Shiva is the constant principle and
conscious principle?
Causal. The mother, the father and the mother of material energy.
Yeah.
So, is it also include the father and mother of Brahma? As such, does Brahma also include
Brahma? Of course, Brahma is also included in the material energy. So, Lord Shiva carries the glance of Lord Vishnu. Tasam Brahma Mahadyoni. And the Sati Parvati is material nature. So even Brahma is impregnated within the womb of material nature by the glance of Lord Vishnu. But he's not born of a mother and father. He's directly born from the lotus flower that comes from the abdomen of Lord Vishnu. So from one point you can say he's known as Swayambhu, self-born. But from another point of view, he's still born of material nature.
Because he also has the egoistic principle in him.
Huh?
He also has the egoistic principle.
You're fighting against whatever the sound is in the back, so you have to speak loud.
He also has the egoistic principle.
Brahma, yes.
And that's not Shiva.
Yes. He's also, otherwise he wouldn't be in this material world. Some ego is there, that I'm the topmost servant of the universe. Okay. Hey, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.